please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our fabulous social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, happy hump day-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. So, Christy, every time I say the year, you know, July X, 2020, I can't help but think about Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs from 2020. And I don't know if you know this, but Hugh Downs passed away this past weekend.
I did not know that. And that's sad.
I know. And he was an amazing journalist and an amazing storyteller. And so just a moment of tribute to the notion of 2020 and that fabulous show and those broadcasters who did it. We are very lucky to have been inspired by a lot of very talented, legitimate, honest, great journalists here at the Optimist Daily. And Hugh Downs is certainly one of them. So that's my little memory for the day. I wanted to start today. Last night I posted something on Facebook that I'm fairly sure is brilliant. Might not be, but I think it is. I posted basically that I went on Nextdoor to get mad with my neighbors and Facebook to get mad with my friends and that person I met in 2009 at that party. And then I went on Twitter to get mad with politicians and commentators and random people on the internet and trolls. And then I went on the Optimist Daily to get solutions and change the world. And I realized as I was sort of scrolling through all of the different potential apps and social things that I could look at last night as I laid in bed, that's how I felt. On each channel, I felt frustrated and mad. And everywhere I was looking, it was just anger. And then I went on to the Optimist Daily and I wasn't. And it reminded me that we are amidst our July Share Something Good campaign. We made the commitment that we were continuing to advertise for the Optimist Daily on Facebook in July because we're not in the position to not do so. But I just want to remind everybody, share something good. Let's change the tenor of not only news media, but also social media. When you go on your different channels and your different, you know, groups, let's just try to share something good. And if you need good content, I know where you can find it.
Yes, that's a great plug there, Summers. And I think you should go and read our story from today's solutions on forgiveness.
I don't want to.
It's hard. It's hard. Very good mental health habit and just a good lifestyle habit to learn how to forgive and forgive fully with your full heart. Doesn't mean you have to love these people or spend lots of time with them. Mm-hmm. But the burden of rage is actually something that it hurts you more than it hurts the other person you're raging at.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so that's just my recommendation. And so I love the reminder of share something good. That's the reason that we're here is to change the tenor of both the news media, but I think social media also needs a little uplift.
100%. Well, you know, in Hamilton, there's that song Forgiveness, and I have been, along with the rest of the world, just listening to the Hamilton soundtrack continually. I know I'm late to the party. Lots of other people have seen it beforehand, but I just joined this week. And when I saw the Forgiveness headline this morning, immediately that song popped into my head. We're not going to talk more about that story today, but everyone do go on the Optimist Daily and check out the story about how to let go of an emotional burden.
It's about reframing how you understand things and how you interpret things. I'm working on an article right now about taxes, since this is tax season. It's been delayed by the coronavirus, but it is not canceled. Unfortunately, we still have to pay our taxes. But that's something that Americans are really, really negative on, unlike other nations in our world, other developed nations. And part of that is because we've sort of framed it as a burden and it's something that's being taken away from us instead of reframing it as our contribution to society, which gives us things back. It's our co-op payment so that we can take the advantage of the schools and the roads and the police and firemen. And, you know, it pays for how things work in our society. It's supposed to pay for public safety as well, among other things. The problem is that it hasn't been managed well, and we don't demand very much for what we pay. You know, I mean, if we had universal health care, if we had cheaper education, I think that would be, you know, higher education. It would be an easier sell, but it's how the taxes have been framed. And we've spent decades just saying no tax, no tax, no tax, without understanding the benefit that it gives to us, the way it ought to work.
Right. And what if we spent the future, instead of saying no tax, saying use them properly?
Yeah, because it's our shared responsibility. And again, that's going back into that sort of the interdependent nature of our country, not just the independent.
Well, that is definitely a repositioning and a release of an emotional burden. If we could release the burden of feeling of paying taxes. I know right now is a hard time for a lot of people, but there are good stories and there are good things out there to feel good
and
about.
Summers, what was the one you're going to talk about? Because I think it might tie right into that mutual aid kind of sentiment.
It is. As some of you know, I grew up in Colorado. So whenever I see Colorado on our feed here, I get pretty excited. I'm a little Colorado Rockies girl. This headline reads, "This restaurant owner in Colorado fed her town through the pandemic." A woman named Kylina Falzoni has a number of restaurants in Crested Butte, Colorado, that in the past generated over $6 million in revenue. But of course, as we all know, when the pandemic hit and tourism cash flow dried up, restaurants had no choice but to close doors. I have friends who own restaurants in Ojai and throughout the United States, and so many of these restaurants that had previously really been centers of tourism and activity and bubbles had to close down. So what Falzoni did is she rolled up her sleeves and instead of being, you know, just shut down, crowdfunded over $100,000 to feed her community. During the period in which this story covers, she provided 11 weeks of farmers market handouts, 83 nights of free dinner kits, and 3 weeks of free groceries to members of Gunnison County. What I love about this story, and I think we'll probably cover some more stories like this because I know there are other restaurant owners who have done the same thing, is that we recognize that sharing meals together and sharing food together is that interdependent community experience. And I love that she was able to turn her challenge into the unused space being turned into a way to feed the community. And I love that the community contributed tremendous amounts of capital in order to make that possible. So while everyone was in need and while her business was incredibly challenged, everybody stepped up together. What I also love about the story is that this is a business owner who is not new to interdependence and recognizing employee commitments and really taking care of her community. She has invested in low-cost employee housing. She's also going to come out of this pandemic with a focus on new nonprofits, preventing suicide, domestic violence, and helping people with cancer. So this is just one of those business owners who has a small business in Crested Butte, Colorado, who is making huge moves in improving her community and improving the world around us. I guess I would call her my girl crush today. I am super into Kylina Falzoni.
No, and this is a great story, Summers. It's also a great example of somebody who had deep set of skills that were shut down during this by the fact that in-person dining was shut down and her restaurant had to close. But she used her skills to feed her whole community and actually bring people together, if not physically, on an emotional level. This is just a really strong testament to how people coming together can really make a huge difference. She's definitely a social entrepreneur as well as a business leader.
Well, and so many of our restaurant owners really are, because if you really think about it, they are creating a home and hearth to welcome mm-hmm. people in, right? And they feed people, and feeding people is just at its core community-based. And so I love looking to these local solutions and local social entrepreneurs and just saying thank you. So thank you to all the restaurants out there who have made it through a really tough time and know that there's more changing rules and changing times ahead. We're really grateful for you.
Well, the headline I chose, and it was really hard for me because there was a headline about the eau de space, you know, the perfume from space. And that, I brought that up yesterday. It made it to the Optimist Daily. I was thrilled about that, but I'm not going to focus on that one.
I think Amelia was listening and decided to cover your space smells. Probably. Thanks, Amelia.
And then there's an article about permaculture, which I found really interesting. There's the article about forgiveness, which I already mentioned. But the one that I'm going to focus on is about the anthropause and how 2020 has become, inadvertently, a great year for conservation on the roadways. And this is specifically about the decline in roadkill. So it's sort of a funny way of thinking about a inadvertent conservation effort, which is one of those unintended consequences. There's probably some negative ones like suicide and domestic violence rates going up because everyone's staying home. But the positive side of that is that since people were driving a lot less during the spring, which is the season when little animals are born and they're starting to get their feet and starting to go, it's part of the migration patterns of critters, large and small. Because the decline in traffic on America's roadways, thousands and potentially millions of creatures were not killed, including things like butterflies that didn't land on people's front windshields, frogs that didn't get squashed, and of course, deer and mountain lions that cross the roads to get to the other parts of their territory. And so according to the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis, roadkill fell by 21% in California. In Idaho and Maine, the drops were even more significant at 38 and 44%. If there was a year-long pause in travel, it would save 27,000 large animals just in those states. And what that means also is that the babies that make it across that would have otherwise been killed, or the creatures, they now can reproduce. And the large animals is definitely an interesting thing, but if you think about all the smaller ones, the amphibians, and those are the things that you don't slow down for, you just run right over, you know? And so it will impact the ecology in these areas tremendously. And there's going to be millions more creatures that make it through this season. And yes, road traffic is picking up, but maybe there's some lessons learned here. But even if it does pick up, this is like a jolt of extra fertility that would otherwise have been stopped. And so it will have long-term population consequences for these populations. So I thought it was a great story highlighting an inadvertent conservation effort, which might actually have long-lasting generational impacts on those creatures.
Absolutely. And I think creatures great and small benefited from the pause on the attack on climate that COVID has offered. So there are bright lights, and there are other bright lights on the Optimist Daily today. A great article that I think many will enjoy is about tech workforce shifting from mostly white male to a more diverse representation. We talk about a number of organizations, including Black Girls Code, Techaria, and Tech Disability Project. That's a great story.
And the thing I love about these stories, Summers, you're blind to what you don't know you're blind to. And so having an inclusive mentality and adding different types of people who have different life experiences into the tech world and coding, they're going to be solving different problems that some people just didn't even know existed.
Exactly. It's not being biased with the programming in its own right, right? So a more diverse population of people coding or problem solving are going to solve a more diverse set of problems. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
That ode to space, which I'm sure will smell delicious. I was surprised, Christy, that you didn't talk about the million mile EV batteries.
No,
that they are near.
I love that. And that could be transformative in terms of how long we own our electric vehicles and how useful they are. And so I love that story. It was just hard to find a good story. The one story I wanted to talk about, there's so many good ones.
Absolutely.
So read today's solutions. There's also a story about a new testing for COVID, which has become less painful and also safer for the healthcare workers performing that test.
So I actually had a friend who did the self-COVID test in California and thought that it was very efficient and very comfortable, and they were very glad to have done it. I know that as children return to school, my oldest daughter, who is still in high school, the notification about how her high school intended to reopen has come out. Now, that may change, but that does involve that they must be getting regular testing for COVID. So I'm excited to know that there is a safer way for folks to be able to be tested and return results pretty quickly. Certainly, the way that schools are reopening is under discussion and needs to be taken with great measure, but certainly more testing will assist in that.
The last story that I wanted to highlight is, I think, a really cool tech solution about using water-filled windows that can cool and heat buildings in a sustainable and environmental style. It's just, I love these innovative technologies or innovative design features that are coming out. Oh, and then also, there's
the drones.
Yeah, the drones is a great story. That'll be a good Instagram story, I think, Summers, because it's a great image.
Well, you know, Christy and I and our drones, we've finally come around to realizing that the drones are here and drones are good. And the drones in South Korea are reminding people to wear masks. And let me say that again, wear masks and stay away from one another. It's a great read on the Optimist Daily today. Thank you all for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. I will say yesterday, Christy, another favorite listener of ours was wondering where we were. I guess he hadn't seen that we had released episodes on Monday and Tuesday, and he was very concerned that we weren't coming back. So don't you worry. We're here. We're updating you optimistically with solutions. And we promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded independent journalism. Also, it'll give you links to all of the stories we talk about in your email boxes, as long as you want to keep them there, so that you can find the stories that we talk about. I know we're working on getting better search functions on the website, but until then, you know, become an emissary and then you'll have the link that'll always be able to find the stories again.
And the way we'll get better search functions on the website are with more emissaries.
Yes, that's true. No. And that'll also allow us to give more free subscriptions and free readers access to the site. You can also be a part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
We want to keep the Optimist Daily free for all who need it and supported by those who can. So if you can support us, please do. Everybody have a great Wednesday. It's going to be a great day.
Thanks, Summers. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.